Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Zoe, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Really good, thanks. And congratulations on Harold and the Purple Crayon. I loved it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
In fact, my 9-year-old twins watched it with me, and then I found them the next morning watching it again on their own. So that's shows you how much they liked it.
Really great. I love to hear that.
I love this. This movie starts off in the animated world, but then quickly goes into the real world and is like all the better for it. And yeah. I know you've done the animated stuff, and I love you as Bridget and Trolls, but it must be such a very different approach to make a kids movie, but to make one that's animated and one that's live action, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, this one has bits of animation, but I'm not in that. So, I mean, we had stuff like there are parts where we're reacting to stuff and it's not, I mean, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
But still, it was live action. Doing Trolls, you know, you just go in your regular outfit and record for like a few hours and then go home, and then maybe a month later you go back and record some more. It's a really different process. So it's much more involved to make a live action film for me. I mean, I know it's very involved for the animators on an animated film, but for an actor, animated films are a little less involved.
Yeah. And what was it like sharing a screen with the ball of energy that is Zachary Levi?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, we always were like nonstop chit-chatting. And it was super fun. We had a great time.
Because I interviewed him before for a couple of different movies, and he did try an Irish accent. And I'm wondering, does Zoe have an Irish accent in the bag she's able to pull out every now and again?
I am good at accents, but like I really don't like to do them just like out of the blue. Okay, because okay. I would want to like, I respect your country and I would want to like actually do research and properly do it justice.
There's a true actor's answer.
I'm not going to like pop out with it. I would have to prepare.
That's absolutely
fair. But I love an Irish accent.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. And have you spent any time here at all, actually?
I've been to Dublin, but I haven't been for a really long time. So I'm definitely due back.
And is there any Irish in your lineage going back?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm like French and Irish. You know, I've got a lot of British Isles, Irish, sure. Like that region is strong in my DNA. But I have Irish on both sides. So
okay, wow.
I have quite an affinity for the culture. And my parents went back. My mom's very, very connected to her Irish.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Well, we'll welcome you whenever you do come back and spend some time with us.
I would love to. Where should I go?
Well, definitely start in Dublin again. There's a lot Dublin has to offer.
Sure.
That's where I'm from.
Okay.
But look, the west coast of Ireland is definitely the place you want to be. If you want to see that magical part of Ireland, that's where you want to go. You can go to Killarney and Kerry. And then you just need to do the Ring of Kerry, which is this unbelievable visual feast, and then go up into Clare and the Cliffs of Moher and all of these amazing places. So,
okay, I'll do that.
Southwest.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, in the summer, right?
You know what? It's going to rain anytime. So just, yeah, at least it's...
I love the rain. Like we were in London and like it was summer and I was like, it was 60 and cloudy and everyone was like, oh, bummer. I was like... I was so happy because I was like, it's not hot.
It's not hot. Yeah.
I'm not going to get sunburned. I'm very excited. So that sounds great.
Yeah, it'll definitely suit you. Look, there's a lovely fish out of water feel to how, you know, Harold and Moose and Porcupine navigate the real world, the new world. And Terry, your character helps them do it. But it did remind me of another film you've done where somebody felt a bit fish out of water, which, of course, was Elf. And Buddy didn't really understand the world either. And you helped him through that, too.
I guess that's my lot in life.
It's your thing. Well, look, I've got to confess, all my listeners know, Elf is my favorite movie of all time. I watched it all. I only watched it last Thursday. I watch it all the time. And I know, look, you probably, did you even ever see it? I know some people don't watch themselves.
I did see it. I've seen it all the way through one time, like once. But I've seen it a lot less than like everybody else
sure.
in the world. Like, I just don't sit and watch myself very often. So, I have it, but it was so, I loved that story and Will is so great in it. And I was really proud of how it turned out. I definitely remember it being really great.
Well, you were really great, and Jovi is my daughter's favorite character. So you've
Oh,
done a good
that's so
job there,
sweet.
and a great job in Harold and the Purple Crayon as well. Zoe, thank you so much for
You.
taking the time to talk. And if you want any
Thank you.
more travel tips, just let me know when you come to Ireland. I'll
I'll
sort you
let
out.
okay, I will. I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.